Welcome to the transformation of a brand new you. This is Andrell Wiley, inspirational speaker, author, and founder of the 5-Step Spiritual Therapy Process. And this time and chance was ordained to empower you to succeed. Let's get started, shall we? Today's topic is Gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift that keeps on giving. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel answered Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. God is a spirit. God is holy. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is God," according to John chapter 4, verse 24, and Psalm chapter 99, verse 9. God so loved the world that he gave the gift of life of his Son Jesus through Mary, who in turn gave up his life and have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own religious works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. And John chapter 16, verse 6. So if Jesus is the life, who then is death? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 30, "The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." This means he is not the way to follow. He is a liar and death. Sounds like Satan, the devil, to me. But don't take my word. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 44, "The devil is a liar, the father of lies, and a murderer from the beginning." The good news is that when Jesus left the world and us in it, God sent another gift, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth himself, to abide with us and be in us, according to John chapter 14, verse 16. Are you saying God is the Holy Spirit, also known as the Holy Ghost? That is truth. But I've always heard the Godhead three in one, God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. I can only respond by saying what the Holy Spirit actually said to me one day. Man's ideology made me into three persons. Because he is spirit, he transforms into things, goes into places, dwells in persons, and has many attributes. He has seven spirits, according to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and is symbolic of many things, a dove, a cloud, and fire, just to name a few. This can be found in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, Luke chapter 3, verse 22, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, and Exodus chapter 34, verse 5. Therefore, if you are on earth, and the Holy Spirit of God is on earth, as well as in you, then the kingdom of God is also on earth, which is power, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, according to Luke chapter 17, verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, and Romans chapter 14, verse 17. So it makes sense that 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10 says, "The unrighteous, fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, men with feminine traits, also known as homosexuals, men who abuse themselves with mankind, thieves, drunkards, revilers, also known as slanderers, or extortioners, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Furthermore, neither shall persons operating in witchcraft, strife, jealousies, anger, selfishness, are envious, involved in secret societies, partying, divisions, or murders." Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the real question is, are you demonstrating the kingdom of God and his will be done in earth as it is in heaven? Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, gave his life to save us from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Afterward, God gave us his spirit to dwell on earth. And if that wasn't enough to give an undeserving generation, he gave us 9 more gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11 and are as follows: wisdom, knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. So if the Holy Spirit has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Whatever gift the Holy Spirit has given you, be wise stewards of the varied grace of God and try to excel in gifts that build up the church, not your ego. Remember, you are the church, and wherever you go, people will see you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. The Holy Spirit also gave the gift of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, known as the fivefold ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You can find the scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. A gift is the natural ability to perform a task. Do not desire another person's gift. Instead, get your own gift by asking the Father in heaven, whom Jesus said would give good things to them that ask him, as long as you do not ask amiss with a hidden agenda for selfish gain. Matthew chapter 7, verses 11 and 7, and James chapter 4, verse 3. But most importantly, ask to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit to bear witness that the kingdom of God is within you. For greater is he within you than the prince of the world who is in the world. Mark chapter 1, verse 8. John chapter 20, verse 22. Acts chapter 19, verse 2. Acts chapter 13, verse 5. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And Acts chapter 13, verse 52. You will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. If you have confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, have been water baptized, yet have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, lift your hands to heaven and recite this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your indescribable gifts.
I ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
May the anointing, the glory, and the power of God come upon me and dwell within me right now. May I be empowered for service and build up the church from this day forward, demonstrating that the kingdom of God is indeed on earth and in me. Lord Jesus, breathe on me and let me receive your Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I now receive
by faith.
Begin to practice the power of the Holy Spirit by praising God with your new tongue in a new prayer language. Open your mouth and begin to speak in whatever words or sounds that come from you. Tell God the Father how much you love him. Thank Jesus, worship him, and yield your voice to him. Relax and let him give you new words you never heard. Then communicate with him on a daily basis, because praying in the Holy Ghost builds up your faith, according to Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Finally, be sure to be led by his voice. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
See you in the kingdom. Thanks for joining me.
If you have questions, comments, or additional requests, please contact us at our website, houseoftheredeemed.com.
You are also invited to join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 559-726-1200 and enter access code 542-448. Then press the symbol on your keypad, which looks like tic-tac-toe, known as the pound sign. This has been a Transformation Podcast Series. Copyright 2012, Andrell Wiley, all rights reserved.